Over the past few years, the American Academy of Pediatrics has advocated for later starts for the school day. Their advice is based on teen brain development and a greater need for adolescent sleep. A Hawaii high school has taken the Academy's advice. CivilBeat.org reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back, Beth Ann. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. So the idea of moving the opening bell from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock is just driven by the fact that you've got developing bodies, developing brains, and the need for a great deal more sleep, probably more sleep than anyone ever needs the rest of his or her life.
You know, I wish this had existed when I was in middle school and high school, because I was one of those late risers. But students, parents, educators, principals are recognizing that sleep is pretty darn important, particularly when it comes to improving your grades and staying healthy. And there is some evidence, at least based on a survey that was just done by Chaminade University, that it's working at Kaimuki High School. That's one of only a handful of public schools in the state that has a later start time. The national recommendation, by the way, is 8:30. A good many of our public schools actually start 7:30, 7:40, 7:50, and so forth, a majority of them before that time. So once they put this in place, having the kids coming in at 9 rather than 8, the principal says things have really improved. You're not seeing tardy students. You're not seeing sleepy students. They are better students, and that's better for the school in general.
And they surveyed the students to find this out. How many did they survey?
Oh, there were hundreds of them, and I should caution that it's not a scientific study, but there were at least several hundred that were surveyed, and it seemed to dovetail in part with another study that was more scientific. The Department of Health and UH actually estimated not long ago that about three-fourths of all high school students and about half of all middle school students, they're not getting that 8 hours that is ideal, and that is something, of course, we grew up with. We're all told that we need to do that. Remember that study that came out, speaking of studies, not long ago saying Hawaii residents had the worst sleep rates in the U.S.?
Yeah, something I was like, going to ask you about that, because it seems like apples don't fall far from trees when they see adults doing this, and that's the thing that they emulate, because they think that there's some sort of great nobility to be able to get through a day and do as well as you can on very little sleep. We just heard about Nainoa Thompson getting 2 hours of sleep a night. Not good for the body or the mind.
No, not at all. Of course, Nainoa is a superhuman. He can do all sorts of things, but it is very important. I think most people recognize that we need to do something. So if you can change these patterns in middle school and high school, then maybe when they go into the adult world, they can continue those proper sleep patterns and in this case, be healthier people all around.
And there are also other little permutations to this that are good things, like perhaps when you have to drop off a kid, or if you're driving to school, you're not going to hit so much traffic if you have to be there at 9 as opposed to if you have to be there at 7:30.
Right. There's any number of things. Where we are now is the Chaminade researcher is actually going to pitch this to the Department of Education. Can we study this statewide? Is it possible that we can make adjustments? There was actually a bill to do that a couple of years ago with the legislature to have a different set of bells at different times of the day. Yeah, it didn't make it, but the idea was to have it standardized, with the exception of charter schools and multi-track schools. It didn't make it, but it only illustrates the recognition that there was a problem here. Remember, it's also an expensive place to live, and not only is the traffic bad, a lot of parents holding multiple jobs. So there's all sorts of factors that play into needing to get better sleep, and this story by Blaise Lovell underscores that. I recommend people go to it. It's up on the website right now.
Well, we'll see if, in fact, we see a larger study that might prove the point, but it seems like, at least from the outset, this smaller snapshot of what's happening with Kaimuki High is telling us how good it is that kids are getting more sleep. Hey, Chad, thanks.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Chad Blair joins us from CivilBeat.org for a reality check.